Hello, welcome to From God's Heart to Mine. Thanks for joining me today as we aim to draw nearer to God every day. Today, we're thinking about James 1 and verse 2. James 1, verse 2. And James says there, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." We all face trials. In fact, it's part of our everyday lives. As we live in this world where people are broken, people are hurting, where, as the book of Ecclesiastes says, time and chance happen to us all, and sometimes things just don't go our way. And we encounter hardships, difficult circumstances, things that James says we just fall into as we go about our lives. We all face trials. James says, when you fall, not if. And so the question is not whether we will face trials, but it should be, how will we deal with trials as Christians? These hard times in life can either tear us down or they can serve to build us up. As Christians, we must overcome these trials rather than succumbing to them. And the first piece of the puzzle, if we're going to put together a picture of how Christians overcome trials, the first piece of the puzzle, which James gives us, is joy. He says, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Consider it all as joy. You cannot control your circumstances in life, but you can control your mindset. It's like something I've been told before when dealing with situations and interactions with people who might have been getting on my nerves or making me angry or acting in a very poor way, and realizing that you can't control how people treat you, but you can control how you react, how you treat them. It's the same way with all of life's circumstances. Sure, we can make wise decisions that put us in good places. We can use wisdom to avoid putting ourselves into bad positions intentionally. But James says you will still fall into various trials through no fault of your own. You can't control that. But you can control the way you react. You can control your mindset. And James tells us to focus on the positives, to consider it with a joyful perspective. Now, this doesn't mean ignoring the negatives. James isn't telling us to live in denial of these things. The verse doesn't tell us consider it all joy as if you weren't in trials. It's recognizing that the trials are there, that they are hard, that they are difficult. We're not ignoring the negatives, but focusing on the positives means thinking through how even hard times and struggles can benefit us. They can teach us, they can grow us. And it also means that as Christians, we should praise God even in the valleys. It's easy to praise God on the mountaintops. When we're at those peak moments in life where everything is going our way, we feel like we're on top of the world and everything is great. It's really easy then to look up and say, God is good. And he's been so good to me. But true faith and true joy is not dependent on our circumstances. It's when we learn that God is worthy of worship even in the valleys. In Psalm 23, verse 4, David wrote in that beautiful psalm saying how the Lord is our shepherd. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." David was willing to trust God and praise God even in the dangerous and difficult valleys of life. James says, when you fall into these valleys, when you fall into these various trials, and they are various, there are different kinds of troubles and hardships that we experience. But whatever it is we're going through, James says, focus on the positive. You can control your mindset, and you should consider it all as joy. That's the first thing we need as Christians to overcome the trials of life. Thanks for listening to From God's Heart to Mine. My name is Caleb Griffith. You can reach out to me on any platform, and I'd be glad to include you in my prayers today. Open your heart today to pursue God's heart and try to show God's heart to others.